Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and we're talking about love, self-love, loving others, our loving dialogues with ourselves or not, and with others or not. And to do that better, we're going to be talking with the developer of the Seven Gates of Power. That's what we want, is power in our love, to be loved powerfully, to love powerfully. And to do that better, we should look at these seven gates that we had a show recently about with the discoverer of this, Nomi Bahar. Nomi, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, good.
It's always fun to be talking to you.
So thanks for being here, and let's talk about love. We're coming up to Valentine's Day. It's an opportunity for us to experience love and share love and give love. It's nice to have a day that specializes in love. And so where do we trip over ourselves? How come for some of us love is a disappointment? What is it that we're not doing and experiencing that causes such fear and limitation in our relationships and even our self-love?
I think it starts, and I'm going to say the obvious, but it starts with self-love. It starts with how we relate to ourselves. And a lot of us are not conscious of it, but our relationship with ourselves is not a nurturing one. It's not compassionate. We're criticizing ourselves. We're demanding. We're harsh. We are sometimes abusive even with ourselves. So if we're going to be doing that to ourselves, hurting ourselves emotionally by doing that, because that hurts when you don't treat yourself with love.
And so often that comes from our childhood, our parents who were tough on us.
Yes.
Maybe they thought they were giving tough love.
Yes, yes. We internalize the attitude of the parent. And then for the rest of our lives, we continue that either abuse or criticalness. But if we're not going to come to love ourselves, honor and see if we can heal ourselves, we're not going to be able to extend that to another human being. The source of love is within ourselves. And so the first thing we need to do is look inside and see, really honestly, what is our relationship with ourselves? And in Gates of Power, under the Gate of Dialogue, we look very deeply into the self. And we have the three aspects of the self. The emotional self, which is like the child in you where all the emotions live. You have the defensive self, which is your survival techniques that you've acquired to survive. And you have your expanded self, which is your parent self, your wise, loving, compassionate, witnessing, healer, and guide that sits within you, the inner guru, as they say. And that aspect of yourself, that loving aspect, is the one that can help the two other aspects by guiding them, by softening, by healing, by facilitating the conversation, and so on and so forth. So in layman's words, your wise parent within needs to be embracing, loving, healing part of you that is hurting, angry, defensive. Somebody's got to take care of those two parts of yourself.
And yet we probably need a way to call on that otherwise part rather than be caught up and indulge through our own survival.
Yes.
In our self-denigration.
Yes, you are so, so right. And this is what, when I present that to clients, they go, well, how do I call onto that part of myself? Where is he? Where is she? How do I... And I say, just sit quietly for a minute, and you will begin to find that part of yourself. It's there. You were born with it. Everybody has it, because it's God living within you. And so everybody has that. Like when you are so kind to a friend, and you just come with the most wonderful answer or action, that's your expanded self. or when you're so compassionate with your kids and you guide them in such an intuitive way, that's your expanded self. Your expanded self is there, right around the corner. You just need to commit to inviting that to your inner space.
And that takes space to do that. Inner
yes.
space. We have to find that inner space to
yes.
give that parent in us the room to be wise.
And to do the work that it needs
right.
to do. So that's another thing I say to people. Take me time. Take some time and check in at the end of a day.
What do we expect from that in terms of getting results in a way that's meaningful and quick?
Okay.
Let's say we're in the middle of some real downer that we're very angry at ourselves about.
Okay. So let's say you had to go through a test and you failed and you feel like you didn't study enough and you're full of anger and disappointment with yourself.
Or perhaps that you made a mistake communicating with someone and you made a fool of yourself.
That's even better because we're talking about love. Okay, let's say you were very angry with your spouse or with your child and you said some nasty things out of anger.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're feeling horrible because really there isn't any bigger pain than hurting somebody that you love or being hurt by somebody that you love. And you see that a lot,
mm-hmm,
right?
Sure.
So now, instead of putting more logs on the fire, sit with yourself. And the first thing is let yourself feel what you feel. And I want to talk about those four magic E's.
Four magic E's, that sounds
yes.
promising.
Yes. The four magic E's are a process to sit with your emotions, sort them out, have some healing and some release and some wisdom. All right, you just exploded and you said some nasty things to somebody that you love a lot.
Or stupid things.
Or stupid things. Sit with yourself. The first step of the magic ease is experience. Take 5 minutes, 10 minutes and just experience what you feel.
It might be easy to do that in 30 seconds.
And maybe in 30 seconds.
It might, the experience might be screaming at you.
All right. So feel it. Feel that you are angry. Feel the sensation, the bodily sensations. Feel the feelings. Just let yourself feel. And you're expanded. Invite him or her into the room. Your expanded is going to say, all right. You're feeling very, very upset.
And we're talking about the parent in us.
The parent in us. We're inviting them into the room.
The wise parent.
The wise parent.
The good parent.
Yes, we're inviting
okay.
them.
Good.
And we
say,
I need help.
Yeah.
I need help. I am upset. I did something really not good. And now I'm feeling horrible and I'm afraid I'm going to do something that's even more horrible.
Right.
So come and help me. And your expanded self, the parent, comes in and they say, all right, honey, you're very upset. What are you really, really, really feeling? Well, I'm really, really angry, but I think underneath I'm feeling really hurt.
What caused the hurt?
Now the parent, your expanded self, okay. is going to ask, what caused you the hurt? He did this and he didn't listen to that. And you tell and you say what the hurt is.
So it's rationalizing why the experience happened.
Yeah, it's describing why you felt hurt and why you're angry.
Right.
Your inner parent is not going to judge you at this point. It's just going to say, okay, I understand. It looks like you got very hurt by so-and-so doing this and that. All right, breathe, feel it. It's okay, we'll figure out a way how to manage. And your defensive is going, I don't like him, he does this. All right, calm yourself down. You have a little meeting between the three, and you allow everybody to speak. Everybody is entitled to their feelings, and everybody is going to experience and say what they feel. So that's the first step. Feel what you feel. Give yourself permission. It doesn't have to be rational, because feelings are not rational. Second step. Now your inner parent is going to say, all right, let's explore why are we feeling like that? What got us so reactive? What got us so hurt?
Where do we go from there?
From the question?
Right. Looking back in time?
Yes.
Okay.
We're looking back in time, and we're looking into, does this feel familiar, this feeling? Does it repeat itself a lot? Does that remind us of something that we felt when we were younger?
Okay. So let's say that we had a disagreement when we were a kid with our parents, and these are the ways that we all behaved together.
Right.
And there was a lack of understanding, and you felt that you were not loved from it.
Right.
Okay.
And all of a sudden there is like, aha, aha, that really feels like that old feeling.
Right. Now what do you do about it?
All right. Now you go to the next third step and you say, let's express it. Let's get it out of the system. Let's write. Let's cry. Let's bang on some pillows if we really want to. Let's move around and make some sounds. Or let's just take a brisk walk and get the energy out. Let's just release some of this energy.
What does that change?
It allows the bottled energy to free itself. You know, emotions are energy, we all know that. So they just need a channel.
Good.
To free themselves. Now, we defined what our feelings are, we felt them, and we traveled back to time, or we made some connections, and we understood the feeling. Now we expressed it. And now, last but not least, and maybe the very important one, is empower, which means now your parent, your inner parent, is going to say, all right, what is it that you need that sits in the frustration and the pain inside of you that I can help you address? Most angers have a frustrated need in them. Pain has a frustrated need in it. Fear has a frustrated need in it. All the difficult emotions have some frustrated need.
And by frustrated need, what's an example, for instance, of a child who had a frustrated need with a parent?
Okay, so let's say that your need was that when you come back from school, your mom would say, how was your day, honey? But your mom was always busy or angry or unavailable. So nobody actually took a moment to show you that they care.
All right, so that's one frustrated need. And then let's say we have a discussion with someone where we make a fool of ourselves.
Right.
And that's what we're upset about. We've expressed our hearts in ways that other people weren't ready for, and we are embarrassed that we are speaking to people in ways that they weren't open to.
Okay.
And then we sit back and we're very upset with ourselves.
With ourselves. Okay. So what is the frustrated need here?
I think it's within ourselves to have managed ourselves better in a way of understanding our circumstances, our situation with people, and work with the situation in a more acceptable form. So then we're angry at ourselves, we're frustrated with ourselves for making assumptions about other people understanding something or be open to something that they're not.
So the frustrated need is for a better self-management in terms of expression?
Maybe it has to do with having expectations for people that, for instance, when we were children, that our parents couldn't meet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we're trying to get that out of others.
Right.
And we're not capable of doing that because they're not our parents and they're not wanting to be our parents.
Right.
So they're treating us as adults, and
so
we're stuck again.
Actually, the frustrated need is to be understood and loved, but it's misdirected.
Right.
Okay. The real need, the frustrated need, is to be loved and heard and responded to.
Yes.
That's the real need.
Sure.
It's just that it was misguided.
Right.
So now that your inner parent is saying to you, okay, well, what is it that you need? I need to be heard and I want to be loved and I want to be... So your inner parent is going to say to you, but you know, honey, you said that to a person who could not hear you.
Just like our parents couldn't hear us, perhaps.
Just like our parents could not hear us.
Right. So what's the solution to that?
All right. So then your inner parent is going to say, how can I help you with that? And the way I can help you with that is, before you go and express feelings, let's sit together and talk about it. Come to me.
But sometimes we're in a moment that we don't have that perspective.
I know. But at this point, your inner parent is saying, you know that this hurts you when you do that. So whenever you have a desire or a need to reveal or to talk to somebody about your feelings, sit for a second and evaluate whether these people can actually receive your communication.
And what if it's somebody we're married to, or it's our children, or our parents?
They still might not be able to contain or embrace or receive our communication.
Right, right.
Just because they're close to us, it doesn't...
Sure, no, I'm just using examples here for people to understand.
Yes.
And perhaps perspective significant others.
Yes, yes,
in
yes,
different
exactly,
ways that we
exactly,
have to watch
exactly.
ourselves.
But because we are saying that we are our own primary caretaker, is what I'm trying to say here.
Okay.
Let's take it within our own arms first.
No matter what the circumstances or what you're unhappy about, this is the process, is to go in first and see how you are experiencing it, what's coming out.
Yes.
And then the next step is to express yourself.
To another person.
Or to yourself. What about
on
yourself. Paper?
No, we've already done. Remember, we did the expressing.
Okay.
So we felt our feelings, and we defined them. We explored them. We expressed them. And we empowered ourselves by understanding what our needs are and what are the best way to take care of those needs.
So how do we know the best ways to take care of those needs?
Definitely by sitting and having a conversation with ourselves. Nobody else is going to tell you what are the best ways for you to fulfill your needs.
But sometimes you need a language for it. And maybe that's why it's good to have a counselor or a friend who you can share with, who can help you process. Because there are things that we don't know about ourselves. We have expectations, for instance, in love. I call those the languages of love, where we expect things of people who speak a different language than we do. And so then we extend ourselves and we think we're expressing love, and they don't read it as love because it's not their language.
Right.
They have a different way. Some people, for instance, need to talk about love, need to say, oh, I love you, and they need to hear that they're loved. And other people, it's more about actions.
Right.
And there's so many different languages of this that we have to be able to recognize that in ourselves and what the language of another person is.
Yes, but what I'm trying to say is that when we are being taken care of internally, we're less needy and we can be more observant as to what other people can or cannot do.
Right, and the more observant you can be in terms of understanding these different aspects of love,
right,
then we can be smarter about ourselves.
Yes. Yes, but you cannot be observant when you're so hungry because you haven't taken care of yourself.
Right.
You haven't sat with yourself and compassionately sorted yourself out in a loving way with this expanded self that you have.
Because we might have a mind that when we do that tells us how bad we are. We could be sitting there saying, I want this kind parent to talk to me, and instead we get that
the defensive, dark side. The defensive.
Right.
Right. But that's why the expanded self is there to mediate and say, no, 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 wait a minute.
Or perhaps we can have a friend or a counselor talk to us and say, I hear this language that you're giving yourself that doesn't work. I think that's true for couples, too, in... I think many couples lose their ability to speak with each other over time. And I call it a referee. They need to find a referee who can sit there objectively and say, do you know what you just said?
Yes.
It doesn't work. It's not quite what your partner needs to hear, and vice versa. And
yes,
all of a sudden, there's a new language being developed for this
yes,
couple.
Yes, I agree. Of course, I work with couples, and I know exactly what you mean. But my point is, cultivate a place within yourself where you come to yourself. Otherwise, people get too dependent on friends or therapists or whoever coaches. It's good to have them. Of course, that's what I do for a living. But you become your own inner counsel.
I like that. And
sit
it's good to have the tools of knowledge. For instance, your seven gates.
Yes.
You know, there are tools of knowledge that we can then use to process with.
Yes.
It's hard to process when you don't have perspective.
Yes. You need to have the tools, and you need to have the practice and the discipline. And we all need to understand that without self-compassionate love analysis, sitting with ourselves, we cannot grow. That's the basic.
So there are four I's that you add to this.
Right.
Four E's and four I's.
Okay. So now, let's say that you have sat with yourself. Let's take your example, Peter. You said something and you felt horrible about it, and you sat, or you took yourself through the four steps, and now you feel much calmer, clearer. You released your emotions, you expressed them. But now you might want to talk to that loved one that you
made a mistake with,
okay? Of course, before you go to talk to them, make sure that you're clear as to what it is that you want to say to them. Then find the right time and the right place. Don't just jump. Ask permission. Say, I would like to talk about this and
that. Or it could be somebody who you made a mistake with years ago, and you have a new opportunity
to talk,
to communicate.
Yes. Same things apply. You have to find the right time, right space, right
okay.
place, right?
All right, so let's say we do that.
You ask permission. Now, when you are going to express yourself, you're going to only use the word I. You're not going to talk to them about them, because you don't know about them. You can just project on them. You
right.
only really know about you.
Right, I'm thinking right now of somebody not long ago said something to me that was quite insulting and insensitive. At the time, I didn't say anything. I just took it in and made a note of it. And at some point, I'll want to communicate back to this person that it was inappropriate. But instead of saying, you did this and you did that, I could say at the time, this is how I felt about it.
Exactly. This is how I felt. This is what I thought. This is what I needed or wanted. This might not be for this example.
It might be.
Maybe. You speak about your feelings, and the magic eyes are, I feel, I think, I need, I want. And when you describe your experience to another person from this place of just subjective feelings, you're not attacking them, you're not blaming them, you're not pointing the finger. They are able to hear you better because they're not being attacked.
And yet I'm thinking of so many times when people disappoint us because they do things perhaps unkind.
Right.
And we want to say, why did you do this unkind thing, rather than, let me tell you how I felt when you said what you did. So we're not characterizing what they did. We're just making it an object.
Yes.
And then we're saying, this is how I responded to it.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, the way I really should have responded was to be very abrupt and nasty.
That
only
would be
because
your
I
defensive.
Was being insulted. Right, exactly.
But that would be your defensive, right?
Right. Right. How dare you?
Right. That's the defensive. Your emotional might be that just, ouch. Your expanded could be, you know, when you say that, it feels very offensive to me and very hurtful. That's the voice of your expanded.
Right. And I could also add, and I feel very misunderstood.
And I feel very misunderstood. And that's unpleasant, or that hurts, or...
Right.
And that way, because you're not attacking them, because you're not defensive, you are letting them, you're giving them that space to take you in.
Okay.
And maybe...
And maybe they don't. Maybe they just come back and be insulting again.
And maybe they don't. But then you have your expanded there to say, I feel that you're doing it again.
Right.
that.
All right, because this could be true for a lot of people in a lot of relationships where we disagree and there's misunderstanding and people can be quite insensitive.
Yes.
And so...
But still, we need to know our feelings. That's always true, right? Whether they're going to say this or that, whether they're going to be able to hear us or not, whether they're going to be insulting or not.
We have to feel complete within ourselves.
We need to feel complete.
So our self-love needs to be whole.
Yes.
So that we can deal with others in a
better
balanced way.
Yes. So that's why the four magic E's, we need to sit and really be in our own company and help ourselves all the time. And the other thing, the magic eyes, no matter what they say or they don't say, we don't want to be attacking, blaming, pointing fingers. That's not healthy for us to do.
Right.
So if they're not responding well, it's their business. We have done our inner work.
Right.
And we are speaking.
And if people are that difficult, maybe we better make better choices about
exactly.
who we talk with.
Exactly.
Who we relate to.
Exactly.
Good.
Exactly.
I like that.
Exactly.
So this has been helpful to process this. And just many people listening to the show might understand a lot of this. And yet, it's always good to be reminded
yes.
to do this. And I want to thank you, Naomi Bihar, for being a guest on Energy Stew. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing with your seven gates of power.
What I'm doing is I'm working with individuals, and I'm also doing the program. Gates of Power is a whole curriculum. It has seven levels, from level one to level seven. Seven gates and seven levels. And I do groups and workshops and lectures.
And there's a book coming out.
And there's a book coming out that's called Gates of Power, about those gates, which are channels of your power. And yes, so everybody, if you are interested, then check the 3ws.gatesofpower.com. And my number is on it. Everything, all the information is on it.
Great. So it's an opportunity to talk with you about our self-empowerment and our ability to be more powerful in the world with others, communicate properly, to use these keys.
Yes.
So thank you so much for this conversation that we had.
Thank you, Peter. You're very, very easy to talk to.
Oh, thank you. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at Progressive Radio Network. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org or 212-222-7748. And we have classes. I'm teaching in the city a lot. I might have some teleclasses that you'd be interested in, and I'll be at the New Life Expo soon. And thank you so much for listening.